Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. So we got Ray Keating back, ladies and gentlemen. Ray's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 14 years. He's a chief economist of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, author of many books, including the Stephen Grant novel series, six, coming up on seven pretty soon. You need to check those out. Ray, thanks again for being here. We're talking about your index, your Small Business Tax Index 2017. We were talking about earlier about the top five and the bottom five. And, you know, I was talking about states that that have these little cores of our irony in them. Washington's number five on your good list, and yet they've got Seattle. New York is New York State is not a bad state, except it's got New York City in the middle of it. Texas has got Austin. There was another one I was going. Oh, and Illinois has got Chicago. You know, Illinois wouldn't be such a bad state if it weren't for Chicago, right?
So, yeah, you know, people don't realize that. You know, when you're not, I think it's natural. You're not a resident of the state. You don't kind of catch on to these differences that can be so substantial within. You know, the notion that, for example, you mentioned New York, that upstate New York not as conservative as it used to be, but a generally conservative place.
Well, in the city, they call them the Hicks.
Right, and that probably surprises a heck of a lot of people that have never been to or really have never looked at New York in that type of analysis. So.
Well, that's true, and so there's so many states are like that. But so what else do we need to know about the tax index? What did you learn this year that was different?
Well, I think, you know, there are things going on, you know, in terms of states moving in directions. And I'm going to bring this up because of what's going on in Washington. You know, we're debating tax reform. Is it just tax relief? Blah, blah, blah. So, you know, trying to hammer out details on that. And it's critical that we do move ahead with, I would argue, tax relief and reform. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's some examples to look at in the states of what to do and what not to do. You know, North Carolina has been is a great state to look at in terms of what to do. North Carolina has undergone a dramatic change in its tax system over the last few years, making it one of the least competitive, now into the top 10, one of the most competitive. And they have, you know, reduced personal income, capital gains tax rates on the corporate side as well. So that's a great state to look at from a positive perspective.
Indiana did something similar to that, didn't it?
Yeah, you just took the words right out of my mouth.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Indiana is another one.
Well, it just shows you I'm paying attention. I'm hanging on every word, even from last editions.
As well, you should.
Even from previous editions, Ray.
So you're absolutely right. Indiana. Then you get a state like New Mexico, where a lot of people might not be thinking of that. Now, New Mexico has done this over a much longer period of time. I would not advise that. You want to do this, you know, get pro-growth changes in as quick as possible.
So here's what's weird.
Right.
What makes no sense. You got Illinois and Indiana next side by side. And you got pro-growth in Indiana. Look how they're doing. You got Illinois, the basket case over there. Wouldn't you think that, you know, to me it's like, they're looking over there, and they're saying, and they're seeing another movie. They're looking at watching a different movie.
Yeah, it's listen. Politicians can talk themselves into a lot of things. You know, you have the ones that try to legislate, if you will, link to reality, which is great. But then you have the ones that are, I argue, completely cut off from reality.
But how can people I grew up in northern Indiana when I was a little kid, and right across the river, right across the lake from Chicago. How is it that people in Indiana are so much different from people in Illinois?
How can that be that the
people in Illinois, and I know those people too, how is it that they can't vote for people who would give them what Indiana has?
Yeah, Now it's you wind up scratching.
Well, she got that Chicago machine. Do never, ever, ever underestimate the awesome power and whatever they will do. The Chicago machine.
Well, there's your answer right there, right? Once you, when you have a machine, when you have special interests that are tied to the size of government, then you've got what you. Quite frankly, you got what we have to varying degrees in every state, and mm-hmm. to what in terms of what we have in Washington D.C. Why do you think it's so hard to now as complex and ugly as Obamacare is? Why do you think it's so hard? Why is this such an arduous task for a completely Republican government to dismantle this thing and replace it with something? Because the very act of creating it creates an entrenched special interest mm-hmm. that will fight tooth and nail to make sure they don't lose what they got out of this deal. So this is why conservatives like myself and have always argued, no, don't let this happen, because once something happens, it's very, very right. difficult to undo the damage.
Can't undo it. Like taking half a million people off of, or I should say 50 million people off of Medicaid.
Right. I mean, this is the mighty task.
That weren't on it 9 years ago.
Right. And when you take that down to the state level and the local level, the same dynamic is at work. And you know, just to close out the point on tax reform, there are states to look at that say they have reformed their taxes and have done a very poor job and have wound up doing the exact opposite. And my home state of New York is a classic example.
Right. But you ferreted out those lies, didn't you, and called them out on it, didn't you?
Exactly. Corporate tax reform does not mean increasing corporate tax rates, and that's what they did in this state.
We'll come back. We're going to wrap this up on the index, and I'm going to ask Ray what he thinks about health care reform, tax reform. Is there a possibility? Could we possibly hope to get something done this year? Quick break. 10-2.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.